This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 and the RTE News Channel with Rachel English and Gavin Jennings. With the time coming up to 8 o'clock, the news is read by Vivian Traynor.
The three coalition party leaders will meet this morning at government buildings to consider NPHET's recommendations on the easing of COVID-19 restrictions in advance of a full cabinet meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's understood that NPHET has given the green light to end most of the restrictions, and because it didn't specify any timeline, the Cabinet will decide on the speed at which this will happen. Here's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
NPHET told governments last night that it's supportive of lifting almost all COVID-19 restrictions. That analysis has cleared the way for Cabinet to act swiftly. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue told Primetime last night that it was reasonable to expect we will exit COVID regulations more quickly than what have been believed possible just a few days ago. It had been widely expected that the curfew and hospitality would be lifted from next week. However, ministers could now lift all other COVID restrictions on customers at the same time. Late night entertainment could be back far faster than had been predicted. Other measures, such as limits on household visits, limits on capacity at sporting events or weddings, could also be jettisoned speedily. Not everything will move apace. The return to work in the office is expected to be phased in. Face mask wearing will continue. COVID certs will be needed for international travel, and people will continue to be required to isolate if they're symptomatic for COVID-19. After that, however, everything is on the Cabinet's chopping block. Once ministers take their collective decision, it's expected Taoiseach Micheál Martin will give a televised address this evening and outline the government's short-term and medium-term pandemic plan.
Reacting to NPHET's reported advice, the Vintners Federation of Ireland said there was no need to wait any longer and all restrictions on the sector should be lifted this weekend. The Licensed Vintners Association said it hoped there would be no delay to the full reopening and hospitality is ready and waiting to open its doors. The Restaurants Association of Ireland also called for all hospitality businesses to be allowed to trade as normal from today. On this programme, its chief executive, Adrian Cummins, said the government should act swiftly on the latest public health advice.
Today is a good day for hospitality. We're nearly 2 years into this and NPHET have decided, yeah, it's now safe to allow this country start to reopen. And it's now over to the government to say when we can actually open. We believe today is the day.
The chief executive of the business and employers group IBEC, Danny McCoy, said the NPHET advice is a positive development. On this programme, he said employers and employees would have to decide how best to proceed on returning to the office environment.
You know, we've gone from 2 years now. We're not talking about, you know, wild abandon here. It's a gradual comeback to the workplace, but one that now, thankfully, given the conditions, can be done that little bit faster and probably most appropriately, as I said at the start, at the level of the workplace, so that, you know, in the case of businesses working with their employees to stagger and phase people to come back, but hopefully that can be fairly short and that we can find a new normal. There will be more hybrid working, there's no doubt about that.
There'll be a further lifting of COVID restrictions in Northern Ireland today. From midday, the limit of six people per table and table service only in the hospitality sector will end. Following a virtual meeting of the Stormont executive yesterday evening, it was also agreed to end the need for COVID-19 vaccine passports for entry to pubs, restaurants and cinemas from next week. Nightclubs are also due to open there next Wednesday, with a requirement for vaccination passes on entry. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is to hold talks with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva today as part of the effort to reduce the threat of war in Ukraine. In recent months, tens of thousands of Russian troops have been moved near the country's border with Ukraine. The Kremlin has denied planning an invasion, but has warned it could take action unless NATO agrees to its demands for security guarantees. The United States and its allies have warned Moscow of grave consequences if it undertakes a military operation on Ukrainian territory. The establishment of a special Joint Oireachtas Committee to examine issues around international surrogacy is expected to be announced today. The terms of reference of the committee, seen by RTE News, state that consideration will be required regarding the rights, interests and welfare of children born through international surrogacy. Assisted human reproduction legislation is currently being drafted by the Department of Health in conjunction with the Office of the Attorney General. The draft bill does not contain provisions to regulate surrogacy arrangements undertaken in other jurisdictions. The volume of goods passing through Dublin Port last year dropped only marginally, despite the impact of Brexit on Irish sea trade. Overall, more than 34 million tonnes went through the port last year, down just over 5% on the previous year. Routes to and from Great Britain made up 52% of the total loads last year, down from 64% in 2020. In contrast, the volume of goods transported on direct routes to continental Europe rose significantly as shipping agents and hauliers took steps to avoid the UK land bridge. The US singer Meatloaf has died at the age of 74. His hits included Bat Out of Hell and Two Out of Three Ain't Bad. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Heat your home efficiently with the Grant Uflex underfloor heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Largely dry and cloudy today, with a few bright or sunny spells mainly in the east and south. There'll be some patchy drizzle at times on western and northwestern coasts. Highest temperatures 5 to 8 degrees.